In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego were always obedient to God. The people of Israel had been captured. They had been captured by the king of Babylon and taken to be his servants in the really big and great city of Babylon, which is now in ruins, and it is in the country of Iraq. When the people of Israel arrived in Babylon, some of their children were chosen to serve the king as officials. They were the smartest and best-looking ones. And among them were Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, and another guy by the name of Daniel, who became a great prophet. And so they were taught all sorts of Babylonian things. And they were also allowed to eat from the king's table, but they didn't want to do this, because the food that was on the king's table had been sacrificed to false gods. So they had a friend who was in charge of training them, and they persuaded him to let them only eat vegetables. And when they did this, they were more healthy than any other of the king's servants. So they got away with it. And they grew up and they became wise and rose in the service of the king. But then the king had a great idea. That had quotes around it. Great idea. When kings have great ideas, it's not a good thing for anyone. His great idea was everyone should worship his God. And so he had a great big statue made of his God. And in the middle of the statue was what? A fiery furnace. And that's where the sacrifices were offered to the false god. And the king had a rule. He said, if you didn't worship this false god, you got to be the sacrifice. They would throw you into the fiery furnace. So Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego said, we're not going to worship it. And the king said, what? You're not going to worship it? If you don't worship it, you're going to get thrown in. And they said, yep, we're not going to worship it. So he got really angry, the king did. And he had it superheated. And he had them tied up. And they were thrown into the fiery furnace. What do you think happened to them? Well, ordinarily, they would have died. But that's not what happened. The king looked in, and he saw Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego walking around in the fire like nothing had happened. And there was a fourth person there too. And the fourth person was an angel. Well, yeah, the king might have had good, bad ideas. But he certainly recognized that what Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego had said was true, and that they should only worship their own God. So he had them released, and he didn't try to have people sacrificed to his God anymore. So you see what Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego accomplished by being obedient to God, by only worshiping him. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.